if she's hiding that she's doing it, then there's something wrong.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? I might be shit on it. What are you doing to us, Alfie? Jeez, it's a counselling session.
Yeah, you know what?
Well, you can talk. You didn't like your own daughter.
I'm not explaining to me mum what a queef is. No, I'm not.
Well, it depends how far the wind.
Oh, she wants more details, man.
Welcome back to the Secrets Out podcast. I just love being able to say that. We're just fully rolling now. Episode 2 of the second season. I'm currently refreshing my phone and we are number 11 in the official charts. That is insane. Thank you so much for all of the love and the support on episode 1 so far. It's been ridiculous and I appreciate it so much. I just have such a bloody laugh recording it. It just feels like I'm just catching up with mates. So the fact that I get to enjoy this, you guys seem to be enjoying it because it's number 11 in the charts at the moment, is just unreal. So thank you so much. Today on the podcast, I'm joined by Vicky Patterson and her mum, Carol. This is a banging episode, I'm telling you. I genuinely think, and I feel like I've said this before, but I'm actually being serious. I think this might be the funniest episode I've ever recorded. And I'm not just saying that. The fact that it's a mum and daughter, the dynamic was so bloody funny. Oh, man. Oh, I'm so excited for you to listen to it. If you have not listened to The Secrets Out before and you're not quite sure how this works or what this is, each week I sit down with two celebrity guests and discuss the most hilarious but real-life secrets that have been anonymously submitted by you, the listeners of the podcast. And when I say hilarious, today's secrets are top tier. I don't know what else to say. They are out there to say the least. So I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you haven't already followed or subscribed, please make sure you do that. It takes a second of your time. Just click the little button, download the podcast. And yeah, I hope you enjoy episode 2 of The Secrets Out. Do you want to kick off and introduce yourself and what you do, what you're up to?
Okay, so I'm Vicky Patterson. and God, I don't know what I'm up to at the moment. I feel like I'm always saying I'm busy, but I cannot exactly tell you what I'm up to. I've got my own podcast. I suppose like I'm like an, I would say a bit of an influencer, bit of a TV personality. Jack of all trades, master of none. That's who I am.
I feel like you've done everything.
Oh yeah, you name a reality show and I've been on it. I'm a bit of a whore.
You just love a challenge, pet, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I can like to turn my hand to something new. I think that's a much better way of putting it, mum. And this is me lovely mum.
Hi, I'm Carol. I'm Vicky's mum. Known as Vicky's mum. No, I'm Carol. And I, in lockdown, have set up a travel agency.
My mum's got her eyes on being the next Donald Trump. Not the president, just like a massive a businesswoman mogul style.
I'm so excited.
That's so, how's it going?
It's going really well. You know, I used to take blind people on holidays. So I used to go all over the world and I was like a tour manager who used to make sure that everybody was having a great time, everything worked well, and I partnered up a blind person with a sighted guide.
Love that.
Oh, it was gorgeous. I loved it. But come last year, I'd done Australia for 3 weeks, New York for a week, and then we had to stop it, obviously, because of the pandemic.
Not to mention she caught COVID as well.
I did in New York.
You think she was trying to get it? She went New York, Singapore, Australia, all within 2 months.
But yeah, I survived COVID. And then I look after my granddaughter 2 days a week, which I absolutely love. She's adorable. Yeah. But I wanted something for myself and also I needed a bit of an income. So I set up this travel business. We've got about 150 agents now. It's absolutely flying. It's great.
Jeez.
Yeah, love it. Absolutely
love
it.
That.
Yeah. So yeah, we're booking lots of travel.
Thinking about that, that's literally how my parents met. They were both the people that used to go on holidays with people that weren't as able-bodied.
Right.
And that's how they literally, my parents met each other.
Oh,
was being those people on trips.
That's so romantic. romantic. Oh, what yeah. good eggs.
Because they're just nice people. Yeah. Isn't
that's
that
what
lovely?
I say to them. I'm like, oh, that's so gross. You're so bloody, so nice meat-like. Who meets on something like that?
Two lovely. Smug little cute bears.
Love it.
Got a secret. So I mean, actually, I feel that I don't really think I've told many people this because it's so embarrassing.
Oh.
So I've actually kicked an Oscar nominee out of Taxi.
Whoa.
I know.
Who?
Shit.
I know. Yeah, and it's a good one as well. Jesse Eisenberg from the Facebook film.
Did you know?
No.
Did you do it on purpose?
No, God, no. Not like, what, because I'm not a fan or something. No, honestly, I love him. I think he's great. He always plays like the nerdy one, doesn't he, and stuff.
Yeah.
And I've watched him in films for years. But no, honest, it was such an accident. I was filming at the old ITV studios and I was making a show with Kelly Brook and Eamon Holmes. And it was a Friday night big panel show affair, so it was a little bit boozy. And I'd had one or two drinks, and I come outside, and I was with Matt Richardson, the comedian, and we're going to go to the Groucho Club. But it was starting down with rain, and I was wearing a white jumpsuit, and I had fake tan on, and I thought, ah, this is a recipe for disaster. Like, get in the taxi quick. So I just ran straight to the nearest car, and there was just some little curly-haired fella sitting in the back. And I was
Oh, what, he was actually in the taxi already?
Fully in it, yeah. And I was like, you're in me taxi, get out. And he was like, and he couldn't speak. He couldn't get his words out. And he was like, I think this is my taxi. I was like, no, it's definitely my fucking taxi, mate. You're going to have to get out. And he was like, there's no need to be so aggressive. I was like, oh, I'm not being aggressive. This is just me voice. I was like, it's me dulcet Geordie tones. And he was like, honestly, I don't even know if he was understanding what I was saying by this point, because I'm fast anyway, because I'm Geordie. That I was drunk as well, so I'm probably going a million miles an hour. And this poor fella was just staring at us. He looked like a rabbit caught in headlights. He was terrified. And he just was like, that's okay. That's okay. I'll get out. And he just started like backing away. Like I was like a bomb or something. And it was only when we're like halfway around the corner on the way to the Groucho, Matt was like, you do know that you've just kicked an Oscar nominee out the taxi, don't you? And I was like, oh my God, stop it. And he explained who he was and he told us what I'd done. And I think he probably had to explain what I'd done the next day as well. And I was absolutely mortified. So I've never told anybody because I feel like such an idiot.
I've just thought of a secret, but I don't think you'll like it.
Oh, is it about me?
Uh-huh.
Was it bad?
No. Just sometimes I didn't used to tell people who my daughter was.
Oh,
that's horrible.
What do you mean?
Wait. She was in Geordie Shore, some people didn't like it.
This is more for like a therapist, ma'am, than it is for Alfie. Like, this is dark.
Sorry.
Shall I leave you guys for a bit? Shall I back out?
No, I tell you what, we'll be talking about it later, though.
Yeah. I was just trying to think of what I could say. That was all I could think of.
That's what you settled on. Do you know what, Mum? I'm not surprised and I don't blame you.
Really?
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Oh. It wasn't for any other reason, but I knew there would be a shocking reaction sometimes and I didn't want them to think of you like that or put it in people's minds. When I was working at a children's charity, do you know what I mean?
It's not exactly the reputation you're after, is it? Like, mum of a Geordie Shore stall when you're out there helping children.
You know what it is? Most people, when they actually found out, were like, oh, God, is that your daughter? And they were so lovely. But it was just the thought of that odd one that would have that horrible comment.
Then I went and won the jungle, didn't I?
And then they're saying, is this your daughter? I want to meet her. Thank you very much.
It's too fucking late.
I didn't forget those people. I never forgot those people.
So there you have it.
Oh, bless you. I've always been proud of you.
Just in private. Okay, so the first secret we've got. I'm bisexual, and one evening, whilst I was on a date with a guy, I went to the bathroom and ended up pulling a girl there. I walked out, pretending nothing had happened, and continued the date. I've never told anyone, but still feel a little bit awful.
Can I just ask something I don't quite understand?
What bit don't you get?
What does he mean by pulling a girl in the toilet? Excuse me. Is that just me being very naive?
So I we don't know if it's a girl or a boy.
Well, no,
but
true.
Pulling just means, well, it can mean anything, really.
I would have thought kissing or something.
Potentially, it can be as innocent as, like, just getting a hold of them and having a bit of a neck on, but it can mean, like...
You're full on.
You can't, it's very vague, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it could mean you can interpret it for what you want.
It depends what level that was at then for me.
Do you? Not. Look at you. You think there's levels to it, right?
Yeah, okay. I do.
So if it was a little snog, do you think it's
That's okay?
Okay,
I don't mind that. Cheeky little snogs are allowed.
Wait, whilst on another date?
His date was outside, you know, sitting waiting for him and that.
I need to know more about this the one that he's with.
I think you're going to hear this a lot. She's going to want more information.
The thing is, if it's just a casual first time and all that, you know what I mean? But if you've been seeing somebody for a while and then you do it, then that's naughty.
Mm.
Smack your hands.
Do you know what, right? I'm going to approach this from a totally different side. Like, right. I think we're opposing arguments here. I think it's out of order. I think it's a real liberty. Like, if you're on a date with someone, like, fair enough, it might not pan out, it might amount to nothing, but that could be, like, the love of your life, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you've got to give people respect and give the date some time. And I just think anyone who cheats on anyone, I know I've all made mistakes, but it's just a bit of a scumbag move ultimately, isn't it? So I know there was not an official contract there or anything, but it's just disrespectful. And I would say that this person is a really naughty butt, a really naughty bear.
You think this is a little player? I agree with that. But I just think you need to know the circumstances, because if they just bumped into each other, said, oh, hello, had a little kiss and walked off, then I'm allowing that, like, if it's just a casual thing.
Quote of the podcast, me mum, allow it. Just allow it.
Just a little bump into, a little hello in the toilet and a little kiss.
Yeah.
And then back to the date.
Yeah.
I love that.
I dread to think the way you treated your dates back in the day.
Yeah, I was never anything like that. But it sounds good, though, doesn't it?
My mum's living vicariously through this person, I think.
Yeah. I had my fair share of dates. And I think if I was sitting there waiting for the fella to come back, and I was all excited and texting me pals, like, oh, I'm on this date, it's going dead well. And they were in the toilets, necking on with someone else, I'd be absolutely livid.
Yeah, I wasn't looking at it from the
you
other
were just thinking,
point of view.
You were
just
thinking,
oh, get on, go
she
for
was,
it.
She was just looking from the kisser's point of view. You've got to think of the poor little victim.
Yeah. If it was going to happen sometime, it was going to happen.
Oh, you think that it was you think the writing was on the wall already?
Yeah, I don't think they could be that keen on this date. If they're prepared to do that with somebody else.
I think you've raised a very good point.
Right.
Yeah, what did the end of that one say? Because imagine this then. They're still now in a relationship with the person they were on the original date with. And they've never told the partner that on the first date...
What a bad...
They got it on with someone else in the toilet.
Like, oh, yeah, that's right. I never told anyone and still feel a little awful.
Yeah.
It depends
so
how long ago it was.
So imagine they're still in a relationship with that person.
Scumbag.
No, I think if it was a long time ago and it was just a cheeky little kiss, just tell them. Get it off your mind. Don't let it bother you. It's obviously bothering this person.
Yeah, but...
Just see it. Oh, by the way, that happened. It meant nothing at the time. It was just a little bit of fun and... I love you to death now. No? Is that not weird?
You've just got such a, I'd say like a romanticised and really diplomatic version of looking at this. Like, I'd be fuming.
Would you? Even years on or something?
Yeah, if I'd spent like years with a person and found out like the first night we got together, like they'd went and cracked on with someone else in the toilet.
They just bumped into them, remember?
You are really like oversimplifying this bumping in thing. Like, they're getting it on, you know. It's not just a hello.
Well, it depends how far they went.
Oh, she wants more details, man.
Yeah?
I feel like this person is probably right to keep it a secret now. It's
That's going to eat away at them.
So it should. They've done wrong.
Should we go next secret?
Yes, please. Mum's going to read this next one. Oh, it's right up your street.
At a yoga class.
She loves yoga.
I know. I can't wait to go to Hot Pod on Monday. Woohoo! At a yoga class, when transitioning between downward dog and high plank, did they do a fart? What does that say?
Queefed!
They've done that thing very loud. I don't know what that is.
I'm not explaining. saying to me mum what a queef is. No, I'm not.
I've never heard of it before. How did I get to 63 and not know that?
Well, you must not have queefed then, Carol.
Have I not? Loudly? So is that a pump?
No.
Oh, no, it's more than that.
Comes out your front bum.
Ew. I am a full-grown woman, but just looked around the class as if it wasn't me, like a school child.
Oh!
How embarrassing is that?
But I feel so sorry for her.
Well, I've heard people do a poop before when they've done that.
No.
But, yeah, I've been in yoga classes
what,
and heard
whilst doing yoga?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's quite embarrassing.
I've heard loads of farts in yoga.
Yeah, loads of farts. I just think it's all part and parcel. Like, they tell you to relax and breathe.
And then stick your leg up here and then do it there.
Well,
and
when everything's relaxed, it's bound to things. That little things are going to slip
dead
out.
I'm excited. I've learned something today. I never knew what that was called.
Every day is a school day.
different sound, I suppose.
Oh, it's a really horrible sound. It's like... It's awful. And it's normally reserved for specific situations.
Well, I would have thought that. That's why I'm really surprised.
It must have been a hot class, is all I'm saying. Like a really hot
and a
class.
Hot instructor by the sound. God. I'm going to be embarrassed when I go to Hot Pod on Monday now, you know.
Just
I'm...
don't queef, you'll be fine.
I'm sleeping with my married boss. He recently got a new tattoo and was showing me part of the design on his arm that has my initials hidden into it. His wife will likely never spot them, but I love it knowing that they're there.
No, nah, nah.
Oh,
no.
Shit.
Dirty birdie.
Shit.
Oh. I don't even like the first bit. Forget the tattoo.
Yeah.
I do not like the fact that anybody has an affair. End of.
I know. Honestly, I'm fuming, me, man.
That's me. What? Out. I'm out.
It's not Dragon's if he, Den. If
it... Oh, bless. No. I just think of that poor wife.
Oh.
I know.
And all she's thinking about is if she finds out about her tattoo, what about all the times she bloody slept with her husband behind her back? No. No, not happy. Not a happy bunny.
You've really rattled her cage, Ralphie. I don't blame you, Mum. Like, I've never been married, so I cannot possibly comment, but I've been in a serious relationship and had quite sad things happen to us. Some quite, like, I've been cheated on and stuff like that, and it's proper heartbreaking. And I think, God, the least of my worries would be the tattoo. Like, yeah, I'd be racked with guilt all the time. I'd be feeling, I don't know.
You know what I don't understand, though? People that do have affairs, knowing that they know that they're going back to their partner, their wife or whoever, I just couldn't share anybody. I'm not a sharer, especially not sexually.
Oh, I could have done without hearing that sentence today. When I was young, we went on a school trip to the local swimming pool. After a swim, we got out to get changed. Me and my best friend were in the same changing room and we got the giggles. I was laughing so...
Oh, she didn't, did she? Oh.
I was laughing so hard I accidentally shit myself.
Oh.
But I managed to catch it in my towel.
Ah!
As I was drying myself, I wrapped it up and put it in my bag and carried it around with me the rest of the day.
Oh.
My mum washed it that night and she didn't say anything, so I never confessed.
But a mum knew.
Oh.
I mean,
do you think it just went in the washing machine? And...
No, her mum would have known, surely. Also, is it just me or... Every time I had swimming class in school or college or whatever, it was always first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
So she's carrying around that shit for a long time.
Like, I would have just chucked the towel away. Like, that's...
Would you not have put it in the down the toilet then?
I would have just
it away.
Chucked the towel in a bin.
See, he had lost it.
Walked away. Like, people have lost towels and left towels. Like, how many swimsuits have you left in a changing room by accident? Like, I think that would definitely have been the less embarrassing way out of that rather than carrying around a shitty towel all day.
I think we are being too practical here, aren't we? Poor soul. She must have been mortified. She was obviously hiding it from a friend as well, though, was she not? She was in the same changing room. Could you not smell it?
I'm not being funny, but how funny does something have to be for you to shit yourself?
I've never done it myself. I've weed myself a little bit before.
I weed myself all the time whenever I think something's funny. Like, if I'm with a good mate who really makes us laugh, I literally just have to think, just embrace yourself for wet pants. Oh. Like, I have to be prepared. I know it's going to happen because I giggle so much.
Right, okay.
But poop?
No.
I can't.
Also, fair play to that girl for catching it. It would have been way worse if she didn't catch it. Yeah. That's some talent right there.
Reflexes like a cat.
Tunnel around the back.
Yeah. Oh, God. I did have a really near miss once on holiday. I get really seasick. I haven't told anyone this either. What are you doing to us, Alfie? Jeez,
it's a counselling session. No.
Well, you can talk. You didn't like your own daughter. I'm just talking about shitting myself. So I was on holiday in Mallorca, mm-hmm. and we rented this massive yacht, and I wanted to be dead fancy and cruise around the island, but I get terrible seasickness and it's really debilitating. So I took seasickness tablets, but took too many, and I didn't realise I took two, and you only meant to take one. They were just so small, I thought. But then later in the afternoon, I took another one because I was worried about it coming back. And then it makes you lose control a little bit of all your
relax you a little bit too much.
Yeah, that's exactly it. So I had a very, very close call on a boat once.
But you got the toilet on time.
I got to the toilet on time, but
you could have just jumped in the sea and just been like, have a little swim.
Little shimmy. Shit shimmy.
But it would have been in the bottom of your bikini bottoms.
Yeah, the bikini bottoms did not travel home with us, put it that way.
I put my tampons in the fridge before I insert them because I really like the sensation. This is obviously not me because I'm past all that shit. Get in. Best thing of getting old. But yeah, I think that's absolutely fine. Apart from if you live with somebody, then I would suggest that you tell them. Otherwise, it could be awkward when they go in the fridge and find them. Do you think? I wouldn't like to see them in the fridge, would you? When you're just going for something nice to eat and you go, ugh.
I mean, it's not like they use tampons in there.
Yeah, I was going to say, aren't they just like tiny little... It doesn't matter. They're not used.
Oh, I don't think I want to see them in my fridge, though.
I don't know.
Right? What do you keep in your fridge? I just keep food in my fridge.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, this is not me. I don't keep any tampons in. But I don't think there's anything wrong with having non more personal hygiene products in there. Mm. I sometimes keep my face masks in the fridge because when you put on a sheet mask after a heavy night and it's lovely and cool, oh, that's nice.
Oh, I would go, oh, no, I like things hot, mate.
Okay.
So maybe it's not. Maybe I wouldn't like this either then because I just like hot things.
The amount of fridges that are going to have tampons in them after this episode goes up.
Yeah. We're sparking some conversations here, Pet. We're talking about the big things. Do you know what? Periods are horrible. And like, obviously, you're a boy, but like, you've got a partner, so you obviously understand, like, it's horrible in those times of the month and stuff. And I think, like, anything that brings you a little bit of comfort or a little bit of solace, like whether it's a hot water bottle, whether it's a pint of Ben and Jerry's, like whether it's looking at unlikely animal friendships online, guilty, whatever it is, like tampons in the fridge, the microwave, whatever, I feel like just go for it. Yeah. No one's going to judge you. Like, it's horrible when you just feel so uncomfortable in that, isn't it? So yeah, so I think this one's fine.
Me too.
They might be onto a winner. Maybe it's a new common product.
Well, Dragon's Den, here we go.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah.
Little carry cool boxes to carry them around.
Oh, I can
could
see
get the little packs, wouldn't a little cool box?
Mm, a little packed lunch for your tampons.
Yeah. like it?
Yeah, I like that, man.
I don't brush my teeth. I haven't brushed them in a few years, yet they still look fine and feel fine.
But what do you smell like for God's sake. That's disgusting.
No. In a few years.
That is disgusting. Sorry.
That's definitely one of those things where you're not aware of what you smell like.
Oh. So, I mean, I know we've got, but like, could it potentially be one of these real like eco warrior, very much like,
I don't care. No. It'd be fairy and horrible.
I mean, honestly, don't get us wrong. I couldn't do it. Like, even if, you know, if you've fallen asleep when you didn't expect to, when you wake up the next morning, like, oh my God, like, my mouth is gross. It tastes like something crawled in it and died. I couldn't imagine 2 years. But then, you know, right, what about this? Let's play devil's advocate for a second.
Come on, then.
You know how if you don't wash your hair for ages, you can potentially, you can potentially start, like, dreadlocks?
So my friend's got dreads.
Right.
My friend Louis, and he... When I was with him in LA once, we were like swimming in the sea, and I was like, oh, now I've got to go and wash my hair because all the salt water and stuff like that. And he was like, oh, do you wash it after the sea? And I was like, what do you mean? Yeah. And he was like, I've washed my hair twice in 12 years.
What?
And because he's only washed it twice in 12 years, it like almost looks after itself. Like it doesn't smell. I smelt it there and then. I was like, let me have a whiff. Twice in 12 years. And I smelt it. Smells great.
So that's what
was
that's,
anything living in there? You'd think that the all the dead skin off your scalp and all that.
But well, I think he still like goes in the sea and he gets it wet, but he just doesn't wash it with the product. Okay. So it's still like, I think it just like looks after itself.
Almost becomes self-cleaning. So that's the question I've got then. Like, does the same thing happen to your teeth? Because we're filled with horror stories, aren't we, from when we were a young age? Like, if you don't brush your teeth, they'll fall out and this, that, and the other. Is this just the best kept secret ever? That your teeth are, in fact, self-cleaning? And is dentistry all just a massive scam?
No, but I don't just clean my teeth because I want to look after them. Mm. I clean them because I feel dirty and smelly and horrible if I don't clean them.
But then according to this fella who's 2 years in...
No, his teeth are fine, he says, but...
I wonder if he's gone to the dentist to go and check if they're actually fine. Because that's another thing, because often you can think that they're fine, but they're not.
There's no way a dental professional has looked at his gnashes and gone, oh yeah, you're bob on, continue doing what you're doing, mate. Like, no way. If you showed... Like, I go to the dentist all the time, and every time there's a little something, like either I'm brushing too much or I've got some plaque behind because I'm not brushing enough, or he's on it is about me flossing, like, and I keep up with my oral hygiene. Yeah. So I can only imagine what truly disgusting mysteries are lurking in this fella's mouth.
Oh, it doesn't bear thinking about.
Nah. Okay, he's ready.
Yeah, you seem excited about this one.
Just because, I don't know, I think because the person's a similar age to me and I get really excited when people are similar age to me. I'm 30 years old and I've been married for several years now. But every so often, I Facebook and Instagram stalk my ex-boyfriends. Ooh. I haven't spoken to either of them for about 12 years. Is this normal? I love my husband and we have a happy marriage. Does anyone else do this?
Oh... Wait, so they're not cheating. They're not cheating. They're just having a little look.
No,
a little one-way catch up.
Yeah, that's it. They're not getting in contact, Alfie. She's just going and having a little cyber stalk.
I'm torn.
I am conflicted.
Because what I would normally say is, if you're stalking somebody, it's because you're still interested.
Yeah.
She says she's happily married. Is she really? Why does she need to know what the others are doing if she's really happy with her own life? Oh, she's just a nosy bitch like me.
I am, yeah. I was just going to say, like, I feel, but then, is there not, like, a statute of limitations?
What do you mean?
Like, she's not spoken to either of them in 12 years.
So why does she want to know what they're doing?
Yeah, so that's the thing. So I kind of feel like there's this little grace period when you break up with someone. And, like, whether it was amicable, whether it wasn't, whether, like, you know you're done forever or there's a hope you might get back together. Regardless of the circumstances, I feel like there's about a 3 to 6 month period, right, when you break up, where it's okay. It's okay to say to your mates, like, have you seen him recently? Mm. Or it's okay to say to your mates, like...
For sure, yeah,
you know what I mean? And, like, it's kind of okay to be, like... Oh, read your old messages, maybe, if you're grieving a bit. It's okay to maybe, like, check their Instagram if you're not blocked, of course. But after that, you have to move on Because otherwise, like, you'll live in the
you're
past. Yeah, of course you are. Mm-hmm. And, like, I'm sure she has got a really happy, healthy marriage. It sounds like she's dead in love. But I would say to knock that on the head, me. Because mm-hmm. you...
Move on.
Yeah, totally.
Live in the present. Live with who you're with now and don't go back to who they were.
And I'm like, honestly, I don't think she's doing anything untoward at all. This is not me digging her out. Like, we've all been there. We've all had a stalk. Curiosity's got the better of all our cats.
How often is she stalking, did you say?
I don't know. Give
it, she can't be getting anything good from doing it.
No.
Like,
no.
There's only going to be something... The only possibility... is some kind of feeling pops up somewhere, some memory, and then things don't go good.
Yeah. Every so often, she's got to stop it.
Mm. Okay, so here's another thing then.
Go on.
I feel like it's okay to do if she allows or tells or sits there with her current partner whilst doing it. If she's hiding that she's doing it, then there's something wrong.
Yeah.
If she's comfortable to sit on the sofa with her current partner there while she's having a little look... then I think that's fine.
But how would our current partner feel if she was wanting to do that?
So I'd feel like, again, right, I've got ex-boyfriends who, like my first ever boyfriend, man, Dean.
Oh, yeah, Dean's lovely.
33 now, I was 16 when I was going out with him. We love his mum, we love his family, we love him. Like, I visited him in Australia, like, we all went out in London together last year when he came over. He's just an all-round really nice man, right?
Mm.
And I've got him on Instagram. We sit and chat, we sit and talk. If the situation's like that, it's absolutely fine.
Then it's fine, yeah.
Yeah,
okay, but...
But I feel like what she's saying is she's not getting in touch with these blokes. She's just stalking them.
Yeah.
Like, it's got...
Well, she wouldn't
be
submitting
bit...
it for a secret.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be a secret.
If he knew.
She's wanting it to be a secret, so is she building that relationship up to be something that it was never was?
I
don't know. I think she's got to stop it.
Just stop it.
She's going to double tap something and then get caught out. She's going to be 7 months deep into his photos on Instagram and accidentally give one a little like. And
she's
it's going to...
Yeah, she's going to like a picture of him skiing with his auntie from 2005 and then fucking everything's going to kick off. I'm telling you right now. I have a really, really strict family, and the rule is no sex before marriage.
Ooh.
I'm nearly 17 and just found out... Oh, well, she's not fucking doing it then. I'm nearly 17 and I've just found out I'm pregnant to my best friend's brother.
Oh, my goodness.
Shit.
I know. I have no idea what to do, as they are really, really strict.
Oh.
This makes me really sad.
I feel so sorry for her. I think the family are wrong in the first instance. Because I don't agree with that.
Nah.
I think, fancy getting married and not having sex with somebody. You don't know if you're compatible.
Imagine if they had a weird penis. I'd be absolutely livid if on your wedding night you just discovered your fella had a weird dick.
Or didn't do it right. Or didn't like.
There's more than one way to skin a cat, Carol.
But do you know what I mean? I might be shit on it.
Oh, God.
Can you imagine the pressure on your wedding night for both of you, though? Oh, nah. I think that's very sad and very selfish.
I just think it's crackers in this day and age for anyone to expect couples not to have had sex before they get married. Like, some couples like opt not to get married, like they choose a life filled with different things, and like a piece of paper or a big church wedding they just don't see the importance in. So I think your life should be full and filled with love and romance and relationships and mistakes and everything, like regardless of whether you're married or not. Like, so I completely disagree with our parents, and she's got herself into a little pretty tight spot.
Mm-hmm. I feel so sorry for
her. I do, that she felt like she
couldn't. But I think it's her parents' fault that she's in this situation.
Yeah, it does feel like they should have probably had a more honest and sensitive line of communication. I hate to think of her so scared.
I know.
And on
it's sad. You know, there was a girl when I was at school, and we were probably 15, and she was so scared to tell her parents she was pregnant that she didn't tell them. And the first time they found out, she was actually given birth on the bathroom floor.
No!
Can you imagine the shock of that? She was off school 1 week and everybody was like, my God, she's had a baby! And, yeah.
Shit.
Uh-huh, I know.
See, I think that's kind
horrible.
Of... Yeah, that's so difficult to let it go that long. I think this girl needs to like sit down with her parents and just have like a really open chat. Also, I feel like a lot of people that, and I could be completely wrong, but I feel like a lot of people that also feel and say that they're holding off till marriage might not necessarily all do that themselves.
Yeah.
And it might be more, there could be a situation where one of the parents maybe might not admit it, but also didn't hold off till marriage, and therefore they can understand more than what she thinks they're going to be able to. Mm-hmm. So I feel like it's going to be an easier conversation than what she thinks it's going to be, but it's still going to be a tricky conversation.
I think maybe get
her best friend, maybe tell her best friend first so that her best friend, she can sit down with somebody while she's telling her parents. Yeah. She needs someone there with her, backing her up. That
this girl is going to need counselling, though, isn't she?
Oh, Christ, no.
Whatever happens.
I mean,
bless her.
Hope she's okay.
Yeah. I feel sorry for her.
I feel like maybe that, you never know. I feel like you say, Amar could have been dishing out sly hand jobs before she got married.
Vicky!
She could have been. Like, I'm just saying, right? And she could just be being a hypocrite now and
having. Is that not classed as having sex, though?
No.
No. Yeah, I know what you're saying, but. Mm-hmm. You feel as though she hasn't gone the whole way, but she's had a try.
This is what I'm saying. So there could be, you know, she could be more open and just, like, to a daughter's situation. And if
the mother was a right slag. Yeah. And it's like the dad saying, you will not be like your mother.
The mum's also going to be a grandma. So she, on the flip side, is going to be, even though it might be earlier than what she was hoping for as a grandma, the grandma's going to be so excited.
Yeah.
So excited. Even if it's a shock.
Is she? Oh, I don't know, you know. Some people aren't.
Come on, I'm going to.
If that lass isn't married, they might have a real issue with it. It might be a religious thing. It could be anything. But they might be frightened of telling their friends. There might be that type of family. I don't know. But I think you'd be surprised. Some people will still be shocked. I know people, and it might be a long time ago, they used to send their kids off to have that child and come back without it and just say they were visiting somebody else.
You're talking about like back in the Call the Midwife days.
Honestly, though. I know, and I totally agree. I love that.
I like that show, but it's fucking
good. I honestly think there could still be some people that worry too much about what people think.
Go off on the horse and carriage and come back with no kid.
Yeah.
In your electric motor car. I think I'm going to give this situation, I'm going to be really hopeful and say that I think she should sit down with her best mate or a fella, whoever, and talk to her mum and talk to her dad and be honest sooner rather than later.
That's who I think she should be talking to her mum and dad with.
The fella?
The fella.
Yeah.
I do. I think they should sit down together. The dad might want to kill him, but hey, I think they should sit down together and say, this is what happened. You know, we did it because we love each other, and I hope that's the answer.
Uh-huh.
And this is what's happened. And tell them what they want to happen.
Also, can I just say something? And I'm getting a bit deep here, right? But I feel like, you know, if that poor lass had been able to talk to her mum a bit more about contraception, about not waiting for marriage, about waiting for love, about things that are important, dialogues that you need to have with your strong female role models, and maybe she wouldn't be in this position.
Yeah.
17 with a baby on the way with a fella she doesn't really know that well. And I'm casting aspersions here and creating my own little background narrative, but I think a lot of blame, like, if they're going to be angry, has to fall with the parents.
I agree.
Because she was clearly so woefully unprepared for a sexual life. And I just think that's a bit of a shame, because you can have a great time with your sexual life if you know what to expect.
Exactly.
She obviously didn't, bless her. Didn't know about the pill and the implant and condoms and all the rest of it. So, be careful, these parents, when they're pointing the fingers, because when you point the finger at someone else, there's three pointing back at you. I hope you understand that. Do you see? Like this.
All right.
So, there's me rant.
I think you're spot on right now.
Great paper, PM!
That was so fun.
I had such a nice time. Did you love it, ma'am?
It was good.
Did you learn a lot about each other? I always feel like parent or sibling kind of episodes, everyone always learns more than what they previously knew.
No. I never thought she was a queefer, but now I know she's definitely not a queen queefer.
No.
Do you know what? I think we're pretty close anyway, aren't we?
Think so. Yeah.
Love her.
Thanks for having us out.
So much.
We've just got no secrets. That's the thing, isn't it?
I know, that's the problem.
It's the best way to be. It's a good thing. I always ask everybody at the end of each episode if there's anyone that they think that should come on a future episode. Is there anyone that whilst we've been recording, you're like, I know who'd be good on this?
I feel like, have you had Russell Cain?
Oh,
I haven't.
Russell. Oh, Russell is incredible. And
I love Russell.
Yeah, so honest, so clever, a million miles an hour.
So quick. Yeah, so bloody quick.
I'll feel like intimidatingly so. Like, there's been a couple of times on my podcast where I've had some people on where I've lost my head because they're so funny and I'm so intimidated by their wit. And it was Catherine Ryan. Like, I just ended up losing my head totally and talking more about fingering. And also Russell Cain, who I just found to be, keeps you on your toes. So yeah, either of them, mate, will be absolutely brilliant.
Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of The Secret's Out. I really, really appreciate it. If you haven't already, please go down below and leave a rating. Just let me know what you think. You can even leave feedback. You can type a little nice little paragraph out for me to read and enjoy. And I genuinely do take time to read them all. But yeah, thank you so much for sticking around to the end. I will see you next Thursday with another new episode of The Secret's Out. Oh, actually, should I tell you the guest of next week's episode? I feel like that'd be a little bit fun. Next week on the podcast, I'm joined by Joe Sugg and Tom Syndicate. And again, it is a bloody good one. So I'll see you then.